Chapter 1. Law of energy returns back to source. I became aware of the existence of energy returns back to source law while meditating and contemplating on the crown energy center within the nervous system. Consider the following. When it rains, rainwater falls to the ground, river, lake, etc., and eventually flows to the sea. The heat from the sun vaporizes the water and slowly returns it back to clouds. Once the clouds become heavy, it starts to rain again. Similarly, the food that we eat goes into the body, gets digested, produces energy for the body, and also produces human waste. Human waste is used as fertilizer by plants and trees. They in turn produce fruits and vegetables for us to eat. Sun, light, electricity, fuel, computer, plastic, gas, tree, humans, animals, rice, nuclear, etc. are all various forms of energy. In fact, when you sit down and think, everything is energy. The energy that goes around eventually comes around as the same energy. Energy is ever present, only thing is they are in various forms. As such, nothing is created nor destroyed, they just change forms. This is what science tells us. But what has been scientifically explained is limited only to the physical world. Happiness, health, wealth, sadness, sickness, and poverty, to name a few, are also forms of energy at different levels of existence. Most people only operate with their five senses, sad to say, but true. They give paramount importance to what they see, what they hear, what they smell, what they taste, and what they touch. They seldom use the sixth sense, which is the ability to think, analyze, and reason. As such, their perception of a person, a thing, or an event is naturally distorted by their lower senses. They see someone good going through difficulties in life and become upset with nature and ask why life is so unfair. Then they hear about someone whom everyone knows as a bad person and yet seem to gather more material wealth and living an extravagant lifestyle. Again, they go on lamenting, why is the Creator unfair to them while giving great material wealth to those who do not deserve it? The five senses, especially their sight and hearing abilities, cloud their perception. In its physical manifestation, people understand the cycle of energy, but when it comes to the higher level, which is beyond the grasp of the five senses, they are merely contented to read about these things, example, happiness, sadness, cycle of energy, etc., just as you are reading about it now. After reading, they forget how it works as they go on living life, expressing sorrows, disappointments, sadness, happiness, criticism, etc., but not being aware that the cycle of energy would ensure what they have expressed would eventually return back to them, as the example of the rainwater and the food that I have given earlier. Energy returns back to source law works in every level of energy, that is from the simplest to the grossest form. The thoughts that you produce, words that you utter, and your actions would eventually return back to you. Thus, from now on, be very careful of what you think, say, and do. Look at the brighter aspects of life. Keep yourself occupied with positive thoughts. If you have something to lament about, for example, frustrations, disappointments, etc., write them down on a piece of paper and tear it off and never let them come back into your thoughts. Thoughts, words, and actions that radiate powerful positive feelings as, I can do it. What a beautiful day. Thank you. I will give my very best. You are a great friend. I expect nothing less than the best from myself. I am in excellent health. I am pursuing my goals in the righteous manner. I am in complete harmony with the wealth that I earn as I use them for the betterment of mankind. I treat everyone as I wish them to treat me, etc., would eventually return much positive thoughts, words, and actions back to you. Your harmonious positive thoughts words and actions would create around you an environment of people radiating the same or similar thoughts, words and actions. Needless to say, negative thoughts, words and actions would naturally produce negative results. Do become aware that whatever rotten situation you are in, you are there due to the negative thoughts, words and actions you produced in the past. Sometimes it may not be apparent to you where you went wrong. Take a moment and reflect back sincerely and holistically on your thoughts, words and actions in the past. If you look hard enough, without letting your ego blind you, you will eventually discover your mistakes. All you have to do is change now, starting with positive thoughts, words and action. I assure you, this is not easy, but with constant practice, it would become a habit. As sure as night turns into day, your environment will change as this law takes its positive course on your life. Be brave and speak the truth as it is and do your best. Be humble and give unconditional love. All that you give would eventually return back to you with multiplied interest. Those who are in good situation and producing excellent results in life, you are also there due to the positive thoughts, words and actions produced in the past. Do continue with your all-powerful thoughts, words and actions. This would ensure you produce even better results in your future. Now, bring your level of awareness even higher and become fully aware that the universe begins from the Creator and eventually returns back to the Creator. From the microcosm to the macrocosm, this law works without fail. The Earth rotates on its axis, the planets orbit the Sun system orbits the galaxy and galaxy orbits the universe, etc. As they go round and round, they eventually return back to the source, point of origin. It is just a cycle. What varies is the size of the cycle. The bigger the size of the cycle, the longer it takes to complete. As you raise your consciousness even higher, you would realize, my friends, that you too came from the same infinite source. And eventually, after completing the journey you have undertaken, you would return back to the place you originally came from.